telehealth providers and Alaska legislators work to improve access to contraceptives. And Haines is gearing up for Winterfest this weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Many Alaskans have to travel for healthcare needs, including contraceptives. They aren't always easy to get and sometimes aren't available as long-term prescriptions, which can lead to inconsistent birth control use. As KTSK's Sage Smiley reports, telehealth companies and the state legislature are trying to change that.
Recent polling suggests that a majority of Alaskans support easy access to contraceptives, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's easy for patients to get them, especially in rural areas. Wrangell Island State Public Health Office is only open for a few days every month or two.
At this point, since there's not a full-time health nurse that's located in Wrangell.
That's Public Health Nurse Erin Michael. Public Health provides a variety of services, including immunizations, STD testing, and birth control. But without a nurse practitioner in town, the office can't prescribe birth control. For Wrangell residents, that can mean a plane or ferry ride to get a prescription. Wrangell has a tribal health clinic that provides birth control, but even with sliding scales, for lower-income patients, out-of-pocket costs for some birth control methods can range into the hundreds or even thousands of dollars. Women all over the state are having this problem. According to the nonprofit Power to Decide, more than 30,000 Alaska women live in areas where they don't have full access to birth control. In some places, telehealth providers have begun moving in to try and cover the gaps, like the Pill Club. That's a digital healthcare provider focused on contraceptives that expanded to Alaska earlier this year. Stephanie Swartz is the Senior Director of Policy and Public Affairs.
Telehealth really has the potential and the promise to reach people who have historically struggled to receive the care that they deserve, whether that's because providers and centers are far away or because they felt like providers just have not paid attention to their needs and their personal conditions.
In addition to reducing costs, companies like the Pill Club also aim to improve access. The average wait time for an OBGYN is more than 20 days in the U.S., and small communities like Wrangell don't even have an OB on the island.
So if you have an urgent need or if you have lost a pill pack, that is a real barrier to getting timely care that you need.
In the state legislature, West Anchorage Democratic Representative Matt Clayman has also been working to expand access to contraceptives. For the last few legislative sessions, he sponsored a bill that would, among other things, require insurance companies and state entities to cover up to a year's worth of birth control at a time.
It's not just people in rural jobs and working out on the water, but it's also people in rural communities that might not even have a drugstore in their community. And they're relying on mail order pharmacy to get their prescriptions filled, and you run out of your prescription birth control, you actually then lose the benefits of having the medication.
The Alaska Public Health Association has supported previous versions of the bill. The Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault has weighed in too. Supporters there see a legal mandate to provide longer-term prescriptions to birth control as a way to prevent domestic violence like contraceptive coercion or pregnancy pressure. There's been some opposition to the bill from groups who see the bill's coverage of emergency contraceptives as coverage of abortions. Clayman disagrees.
We actually had analysis from the Department of Health and Human Services that showed that it actually would save millions of dollars a year to the state in unwanted pregnancies. So these aren't abortions. These are people that want to be on contraceptive, and the contraceptive works, and there's no pregnancy.
The bill hasn't moved since last April, but Clayman says he's optimistic.
So many Alaskans care very deeply about this issue and believe it's a really positive step to really improve access to health care for all Alaskans. And so we're optimistic that we will one day pass the legislation and are not giving up.
While the state-level expansion of contraceptive access is stalled for now, telehealth providers like the Pill Club, local clinics, and public health still do provide access to a variety of birth control methods. And even when health centers aren't open, many, including Wrangell's public health office, keep free condoms outside the door. In Wrangell,
the annual
Haines
Winterfest is taking place this weekend with wintertime races, games, food, and more. Here's a preview of those weekend events. The Haines Winterfest is in its sixth year and has become a welcome midwinter tradition, whether for new or longtime competitors, onlookers, or anyone just ready to get out of the house. Amanda Randles is one of the organizers with the Southeast Alaska State Fair and says it originally brought several winter activities together for a weekend of fun.
It all started as all these disparate things and just trying to bring them together and grow it and just have a... I mean, you know, February's hard. We all need a reason to, like, get outside, have fun, see your neighbors, enjoy winter a little bit, because it's just a challenging time of year, you know, and if our neighbors from up north come visit us, great.
Winterfest events kick off at 5:30 p.m. Friday night at the Haynes Brewing Company with the Avalanche Beacon Race, organized by the Haynes Avalanche Center.
It's a race, but it's also about learning how to use avalanche beacons and how to find them in the snow.
In a demonstration of backcountry survival skills, medals will be awarded for the fastest pinpoint probe and shoveling of one buried beacon in the snow. On Saturday, alpine adventurers will test their skills starting at 8 a.m. in the Cat-to-Coot Alpine Adventure Race. Teams will start on the Chilkat side at the fairgrounds and race over Mount Rapinski to the Chilkoot Inlet. That's about 6.5 miles and over a 3,000-foot elevation gain.
There's no specific trail. You just do it however you do it. Some people do skis. Some people do snowshoes. It's all human-powered, so, like, no snow machines or anything.
The Winter Games will kick off with an opening ceremony at 11 a.m. Saturday at the fairgrounds.
We have this whole sort of silly Haynes take on the Olympic opening ceremonies.
It's a family-friendly event with classic games including the Arctic Survival Gear Relay, snowshoe hockey, and the frying pan toss.
Kind of like discus, I guess. It's how, you know, how far can you fling a frying pan? And we have these old, ancient, beat-up frying pans here that we pull out every year to do it. And it's the frying pan toss is a good one because you can do it in whatever weather.
Randall says the chili cook-off is back this year after a hiatus last year due to COVID, and there will be one official judge and a People's Choice Award. The Winter Games and chili tasting is free for all participants. Saturday at 6 p.m., there will be a Winterfest disc golf tournament with glow discs and decorated baskets. On Sunday, starting at noon at 25 Mile Haynes Highway, is the Miles Klahini Ski Classic. It's organized by the Haynes Ski and Hike Club, and there will be a barbecue and hot drinks after.
So it used to be more of a race. Now it's more of a, like, ski event, I think. You know, it's all get together and go skiing. And there's kids and adults, and they usually do, like, a barbecue afterward.
As COVID rates remain high in Haynes, all Winterfest events are outside, and Randall says they advise social distancing to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
People keeping distance, of course, masks are welcomed. We don't enforce anything like that, but we certainly encourage people to, you know, wear your mask, wash your hands, stay back from people, air hug. And if somebody's feeling sick, stay home. You know, we'll take pictures and share them online so you can see what you missed. But stay home and get better.
For more information or to register for any of the events, see the Winterfest page on the Southeast Alaska State Fair website at seakfair.org. As of Wednesday afternoon, the state is reporting 48 COVID cases in the Haynesboro over the last week and 3 cases over the last week in Skagway. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.